Well, hello guys, and how times have changed. You know, I remember years ago when people could have a debate, or people could think completely different than one another, and still get along no problem. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore, especially in politics. Because nowadays your views aren't just different, they're wrong. And the way I think is that my views are not necessarily correct, but they are my views. In other words, it's what I think. I think wokeness is a feminine ideology. Because if you think about it, wokeness favors the weak. And wokeness has weaved itself into mostly everything. And it seems to be very anti-masculinity. And we're seeing the repercussions of wokeness everywhere. Companies were hiring people to tick a box because of diversity. They hired these people because of the color of their skin, the sexuality, the disability, not because they were the best person for that job. The DEI officers that get hired and create a job that isn't really a job are all overwhelmingly femmes. And that's not a coincidence, guys. And there's lots of jobs in society for femmes, and you wonder what the hell they do all day. And yet they still get paid a good salary. And as they're not really making the money still has to come from somewhere. And you guys know where it comes from, don't you? Who really keeps society running? Remember when femmes went on strike? Nobody noticed. I mean, there's no doubt about it that the Western and European femmes are entitled. As soon as they get a number of femmes in a company, they want special privileges. They want special places. And none of them really produce like a male does. Femmes do give to society. That's giving it a child. But when you add it all up in their lifespan, and I've used my trusty old abacus, they're not in credit in society. Because femmes today are very high maintenance. And they also want loads of freebies from society, don't they? They deserve them. Men are generally workers. They work hard all their lives. They do the long hours and overtime that the femmes won't. They are the producers. They are the ones actually making money for society. And a lot of them don't even reach retirement age. And those that do, all of a sudden just die after about a week of retirement. And does society respect these men? Does society give all these men these privileges that femmes have? No, of course not. Society uses males, and then just discards them like yesterday's garbage. Oh, I know I sound bitter, but I'm not. It's just that I get tired of femmes moaning about this and that. And it's always everybody else's fault but their own. I guess I'm just getting tired of their entitlement and their continuous background noise. The more and more weak men let femmes dominate, there will be nothing but chaos, drama, lies and deceit, virtual signaling and destruction. And that's my positive outlook for the beginning of the week. So I guess it can only get better. Take it easy, fellas.